We've been discussing in Gordo's Corner and throughout the morning what I think is the craziest event of my lifetime, and that is the O.J. Simpson white Bronco low-speed chase. Today's the 25th anniversary of that. As I mentioned earlier, you have everything that came together in the perfect storm. America loves high-speed chases, right, when cops are chasing criminals. You had a major celebrity, for us a sports celebrity. You had a murder mystery involved. You had weaponry, a gun in the back seat with O.J. It happened in L.A., Hollywood, high drama. It happened during prime time. When it happened, 100 million people were watching on television. That year, 90 million watched the Super Bowl. It was the craziest thing ever.
Absolutely. Yeah, 95 million people watching that thing. It's crazy. And so we played you the audio of AC or Al Cowlings calling 911, telling the police to back off because OJ had a gun at his head. Not originally, they say Al had said that OJ pointed the gun at Al and told him to drive him to Nicole's grave. That OJ had the gun at Al, but then OJ put the gun to his own head as Al was driving and all those police were following, and eventually they did not go to Nicole's grave. They drove to OJ's Brentwood home, and the chase lasted 2 hours, and it was wall-to-wall. They had the Game 5 of the NBA Finals was going on, and they just split-screened that. That's the best they were doing, and they weren't taking the audio from the game. It was the slow-speed chase that they were taking the audio from. So finally, after 2 hours, they get to OJ's home. Then they sit on the driveway. There was the weird moment where Jason Simpson, OJ's son from a previous marriage, came out, and AC and Jason tussled through the window of the car. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jason was seen reaching in there and AC fighting him off, telling him to back off, and then finally, it took forever. They sat on that driveway for forever, and then finally, OJ agrees to come out without killing himself. And they were worried about it. They were worried he has a gun. What is he going to do? Is he going to hurt the cops? OJ swore he was not there to hurt the cops, that he was going to be friendly with them. And he gets out. He staggers out of the Bronco, clutching a picture of his family to his murderer breast, and falls into the arms of the Los Angeles Police Department.
God.
I think that's dramatic.
Yes. Do you think if the police had forced the issue on those freeways, like got tired of it after an hour,
and just opened fire on the Bronco?
No, not open fire, but been really aggressive, like gotten ahead of him and forced the car over.
Thrown down spike strips?
Yeah, something. Do you think he would have offed himself?
No.
No.
I think he would have done the same thing.
I think it was a show, the whole thing. I think he was deranged, but it was a show. I don't think he had the guts to kill himself.
And I've been looking to see, I've not found it. How do you remember why they didn't talk about it in trial? Why the prosecution?
I'm not sure on that.
I almost think they weren't allowed to, I thought. I thought they wanted to, and they threw it out.
Did they mention the slow-speed chase?
No, it was not. It was not. And I was just wondering, why was that? Was that another win for the defense that that was ruled inadmissible?
Well, you can see the prosecution's... Let's say that they decided not to introduce it. Is that it's not clear what it means? You know,
but if you have if you had $9,000, a disguise, a gun, a passport,
seems like he's guilty.
Does that seem like a guy who's wanting to see his wife's grave, or a guy who's trying to get out of the country?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get, you know, I'm trying to win over the jury there. That I'm convinced they were all high.
A man accused of something he did not do. Wouldn't you want to get out of the country? Not believing in how this justice system,
I guess they could turn it around. Yeah.
Treats minorities.
Yeah.
I mean, you can use the facts just weren't clear. They could be painted, as we found out with just about everything.
Everything
could be painted one way or the other.
All sorts of evidence. Was it one guy? No. It was a police department conspiracy.
Well, shortly after the chase, a company from Minnesota offered to buy AC's Bronco. As we mentioned last segment, that white Bronco is not the same Bronco that OJ owned that they found blood in. They found Nicole's blood, remember, in the other Bronco? AC had a matching Bronco because he and OJ were best buds. So those are two separate vehicles, although this white Bronco is often referred to as the OJ Bronco because it's the most viewed, I guess, car in American history. Yeah. You'd say that and the Kennedy limousine are the two most infamous vehicles.
That have low miles, air blow cold.
Okay, I don't think that's why someone would buy it. But anyway, so they offered to buy this car, but Al Cowlings turned them down because of what the company wanted to do with the Bronco. They found out that the company was going to rent the vehicle to a company in L.A. called Graveline Tours that visited famous graves, and that company was going to reenact the chase with the Bronco and lead people to Nicole's grave.
God!
This, I know someone who would have signed up for that.
Was before the trial had taken place.
Wow.
They stepped in trying to buy up that vehicle immediately. But Al Cowlings turned them down. That deal falls through. So there's a sports agent, Simpsons. It was actually OJ's former agent. He agreed to buy the car from Al Cowlings and bought it for $75,000. Pretty pricey. And after he bought the car, it ended up sitting in a parking garage for 17 years until 2012.
Hmm.
And it was rarely used. And according to Mike Gilbert, who's the agent, he said there were only 20 miles added to the odometer since the OJ chase.
Man.
Only 20 miles. And he got a few offers from people who wanted to buy the car. One of the offers was as high as $275,000, but he turned them all down because he couldn't justify selling it. He said it was after the JFK limo, it's the second most viewed car in American history, and he wasn't going to sell it. But then, after it was in storage for 17 years, he found out that somebody wanted to use it for a memorabilia show, and they worked out a deal, and a couple years ago, in 2017, it was actually in Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, on display.
Okay.
So make sense of that museum, first of all.
Alcatraz.
Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
They landed it.
And I'm not sure if it's still on display, but it was as of a couple years ago. And it was on an episode of Pawn Stars as well. You ever watch Pawn Stars?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it showed up on there one time, wow. And they did a whole episode on it. And this is Al Cowlings Bronco, or formerly Al Cowlings Bronco, but not the OJ Bronco. The actual OJ Bronco
wanted to buy it.
Has been destroyed. And I can't find out the full story on it, but when I see reference to it, it says that that OJ's white Bronco has been destroyed.
Hmm.
So who would have destroyed that?
I guess his family, maybe, because the police had it for evidence, and then they would just give it back to him.
But then they have to release it to OJ's family.
Right.
But why would OJ's family have it destroyed when OJ, well, I'm not OJ's family, OJ, I mean, it's his Bronco, right?
Make sure they didn't see the blood stains on it.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, I remember that Bronco being the property of Hertz. I'm pretty sure that was a Hertz car that, you know, OJ was a spokesperson for it, so they let him use cars all
the
time.
That would make sense.
So maybe it was a Hertz.
They didn't want to deal with it, so they just said destroy
it. Yeah, so maybe they're the ones that destroyed it, because I can't see OJ destroying it, because OJ would have sold it and made money the same way as he had raised money selling. Didn't he sell one of his Heismans or something, or have to give up? He had to give up a lot of stuff for settlement on the Goldman civil case.
Hey, I have a timeline question. You mentioned that he was going to drive to Nicole's grave.
Yeah.
So she was murdered 5 days earlier. She was already buried.
I think they had buried her the day before the slow speed chase.
Did he go to the funeral?
He did go to the funeral. Have you seen that footage?
I can't remember
him walking up to the casket and talking to her. And
wow.
Everyone was kind of nervous.
Yes.
That's weird.
He was all drugged up, staggering in there and seeing his kids. Oh, the whole thing is so creepy. It's so creepy. And Kris Jenner sitting right up there up front. And Kardashian kids are there.
Well, he's back. And on Twitter.
He's on Twitter.
25 years later.
The record straight.
And get even.
So
some people.
So what are flights to Pigeon Forge?
You want to go?
Are they inexpensive?
Well, I'm just interested in old Broncos.
Are they expensive?
But think about this. When you hear the term white Bronco, there's only one thing that comes to mind.
Think of it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Meanwhile, that was a vehicle they made for a long time, but now it has become synonymous with O.J. Simpson.
You know what? Something else, when I hear O.J. Simpson, I think of the white Bronco chase. Mm-hmm. Before I think of the murders or the trial or his football career,
I think of
the white Bronco chase.
Yeah. And the old two-door Bronco, too. You don't see a lot of those anymore. Do they even make... They talk about bringing back the Bronco.
Coming back, yeah. But I haven't seen them.
Special white Bronco O.J. edition.
Oh, my gosh. O.J. Simpson.
I don't know if they'll call it that.
Bronco, complete with red stains.
What a crazy day and night that was 25 years ago today. All right, 9:48 on the ticket. We'll check in with Norm and Donnie next.